to our special board meeting today. We are convened as the Provo City School District Board of Education. It is Friday, May 5th, 2023, 3 o'clock p.m. And we are meeting today at Centennial Middle School at 305 East 2320 North in Provo, Utah. We will go ahead and begin with a roll call, and we'll start down here with Board Member McKay.
Terry McKay, Board Member.
Lisa Boyce, Board Member.
Jennifer Partridge, Vice President.
Rebecca Nelson, Board President.
Gina Hills, Board Member.
Melanie Hall, Board Member.
Megan White, Board Member.
Derek Anderson, Business Administrator.
Thank you so much. And we will begin today with the Pledge of Allegiance, but will be led by Alex Graves from our communications team.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much, Alex. We'll begin today with our one and only business item, which is consideration to approve a new superintendent hire. And I will go ahead and entertain a motion.
We need a motion to convene. Motion to convene.
Oh, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I will actually need a motion to convene first. I'm so sorry. I'm so excited to make the announcement, but we have to actually be in a business meeting first. So, is there a motion to convene our business meeting?
I will convene our business meeting.
Thank you. Motion made by Board Member Hills. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Boyce. Thank you. We are now officially in our business meeting, and we'll go ahead and take care of the one business item we have, which is the consideration to approve a new superintendent hire. So, is there a motion?
I move that we approve the hiring of Wendy Dow as our superintendent effective July 1st, 2023.
Thank you so much. Motion made by Board Member Partridge. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Van Wagenen. All in favor of aye?
Aye.
Any opposed with nay? Okay. Motion passes unanimously. We'll move to our next item of business, which is the introduction of the new superintendent. And I'm actually going to move to the podium for this is Exo. I'll be right there. Hold on. I wanted to take a minute to thank the public for their participation in this process. It's been a long process, and we've tried to be very thorough and fair with our process. One of the reasons that Wendy is here is as our hire is because of all of the participation and the feedback that we were able to receive from our community. So we received hundreds and hundreds of survey responses when we asked for help, giving us your concerns and the things that you loved about the district and the things you want to see changed and different. And we made note of all of those, and we listened to your concerns and heard them, and really tried to take that into account when we crafted our interview questions and our application questions, and really made note of that. And as we interviewed our applicants, we made sure to look for those things that you as our public really wanted us to look for. So I just wanted to take a second and thank the public for their help and their participation as we went through this long selection process. I do want to also take a minute to highlight some of the things that we really loved about Wendy as we were interviewing her, so our public can get a quick idea of what we as board members saw in her. And I'll go through this list. She has an enthusiasm for and willingness to find different, creative, useful, and relevant ways to get things accomplished by thinking outside the box. We loved that she has the ability to successfully build bridges and work with anyone through great and clear communication skills. She has extensive teaching experience and knowledge that's very very invaluable to your colleagues and students. And with that comes a very deep understanding of the dynamics of a classroom and the needs of students and best practices for teaching and learning. And this is going to enable her to be a really incredible instructional leader for our district. And she sees the world from a really fresh perspective, unencumbered by conventional constraints or limitations. She's a transformative leader and is a difference maker in her current district and will be for us as well. She is a consensus builder and a collaborator and was able to effect positive change within her department and her current district within a short amount of time. She is a servant leader and has a strong desire to learn from others and is willing to take feedback with humility. She's very intelligent. She has an unparalleled work ethic, and she has very strong moral character and a high commitment to doing what's right for our students, parents, and teachers. So I am so thrilled to be able to introduce you today to Wendy Dow.
English and history, I taught AP US history, AP European history, I taught special education students in a co-taught model, and loved my time in the classroom. And it felt really good to be able to, with my first administrative assignment at Jordan High School, to be able to stand in front of a faculty of 100 people and tell them that I had taught for 17 years. That was something that helped me build a lot of rapport with the teachers at Jordan High School. After I was at Jordan High for 2 years as an assistant principal, I became the principal at Midvale Middle School, which is one of our most highly impacted schools in our district. I think as a high school person, I didn't realize how many procedures you needed in place. And the middle school experience gave me such an appreciation for the elementary and the middle school background and how much goes into building in the routines and the procedures to helping students be successful, because that's how you do school. I was asked to go back to Jordan High School as their principal, and I was there for 4 years, and two of those years were during COVID. So that's always fun to be a principal or an educator during a pandemic. We built a culture as a school where we could problem solve really tough things. If there's something that a pandemic tells you, it's one that communication is super important. You have to be communicating with your public. You have to be transparent about what's taking place. You have to be really clear with your teachers and be supportive and understand what they're going through and how to problem solve things that come up, not be dismissive of those things. I've been serving as the director of federal programs, which is you're over Title I, you're over multilingual students, Native American students, McKinney-Ventos students. I'm also the district case management coordinator, so I deal with all of the state schools issues that come through, and so trying to balance the rights and due process of students with supporting schools so that they can feel safe and keep students safe. The number one thing that I reiterate in my department all the time is, how are we supporting schools? Do our schools reach out to us and call us for help and support? Because if they don't, then we are not doing our job. It has to be that they see us as not the person that's trying to figure out when they're screwing up. That is not our job. Our job is to mentor. Our job is to support. Our job is to find resources to make their jobs easier. And I feel like I've been a part of a transformation that's happened in Canyon's district, where there is much more of that feeling that is starting to happen. And it's been really great to be a part of that and to problem solve and to build better systems, systems of that communication, systems of what's my process for how this happens. How do I know who to call or what to do? And always making sure that they get a live person and a real answer. I think one of the things that needs to be in place in a district is a constant feedback loop. We need to make sure that we are very connected with all of our stakeholders. There needs to be listening tours where parents can come and express some of their concerns or what they feel like is going well, what isn't going well. They can be informed of what new initiatives are coming and how they fit into that and how it will impact their students. That's what they really care about, right? They want to know what impact this is going to have on their children. Same thing with teachers and faculties, to make sure that they feel like that there's an avenue by which they can reach the superintendent, the highest levels of leadership, and say, here's some concerns that we have. This is really hard. How are you planning to help us with this? Because my belief is every educator wants to be effective. I work currently in a very large district, and it's very hard to see sometimes the impact that you have as a leader. It's very, very removed from the students. And one of the things that's very appealing about Provo is its size. It's just a little bit smaller, and it also has a lot of diversity in it. And I love that. That's one of the things I've loved about Canyons, is it actually is quite a diverse district. Maybe people aren't aware of that. But I love the idea of that the leaders within the district can really see their impact, from school-based leaders, your teachers can see that impact. But I feel like that we could come together as a team. It's much easier when your teams are a little bit smaller to work together and to have that impact on student outcomes. My name is Wendy Dow. I am excited to be in Provo City School District.
I just wanted to share, I know that shared a little bit about me, but one of the things I shared with teachers and employees is that education has always been my passion. I was a teacher for a really long time, but as I was sharing with teachers and employees, my parents came here from Denmark. They immigrated to the United States in the 1950s. And one of the things that my dad's here, that he taught me from a very young age was, get as much education as you can, Wendy. That's how you get ahead. That's how opportunities, come to the forefront for you. And I really feel that, and I've really been able to be part of that and to see that and to see the magic that happens in classrooms, and also to see the synergy that happens when we collaborate with our parents and with our community, so that we can bring all of that together to have the best outcomes for our students. COVID taught me one thing, and that is you have to be communicating and be on the same page with your parents, because you cannot get through the challenges that our society is facing unless we're all working together. And I love the idea that Provo is a city school district. There's already that built-in community that's here. And what's extraordinary about that is I hope our communities start to see our schools as the primary place of resources, the primary place of safety, the primary place where just that opportunity happens for their children and for the next generation. And I'm just really excited to be part of this, and that you would put your faith and trust in me to make this happen. And I know we're going to be great together. So thank you so much.
I'll entertain a motion to not convene the meeting, excuse me, to end the meeting.